ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभा शांति 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 ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः पुरुषोत्तमयोगो नाम पंचदशोध्यायः प्लीज 11th वर्स मंगमा
यदन्तो योगिनश्चैनं पश्यन्त्यात्मन्यवस्थितं यदन्तोऽप्यकृतात्मानो नैनं पश्यन्त्यचेतसः.
ओके गुड. सो दिस वाज वी ऑलरेडी सीन लास्ट क्लास. हू सी द रियलिटी, हू हैव द क्लियर विजन ऑफ द रियलिटी. व्हेन द वर्ड पश्यन्ति इज यूज्ड does not mean that they see as an object. So, yoginaha, yatantaha yoginaha pashyanti. The people are people who make, who live a life of karma yoga and who take care of their mental preparation and who make appropriate efforts. Yatantaha means not some other efforts as prescribed by the shastram. Were given to the discipline of Shravanam, Manam, Dhyasanam. In due course of time, of course, they definitely have the clear vision of the Atma. Atman yavasthitam pashyanti. So yatantaha yoginaha atman yavasthitam pashyanti. They see the reality. They have a vision of the truth obtaining as their own swarupam, as their own self, in their own minds. Whereas, yatantaha api akritatmanaha, even if people make efforts, unless they are prepared, akritatmanaha means people who are not, akritatmanaha, people who are not adequately, mentally prepared. See, even if you make appropriate efforts, even if you live, even if you go to approach a teacher, even if you are given the discipline of Shravanam, then you are making appropriate effort. What should you do to attain Jnanam? You must approach a teacher and you must be given to the study of the Shastra. Of course, even if a person makes appropriate, even if a person makes efforts, Akritatmanaha. So Akritatmanaha explained last class itself. Akritaha atma yesham. Te akritatmanaha. People who are not adequately mentally prepared, who are adequately mature, who are not emotionally stable yet, who are not intellectually sharp, naturally they do not have the vision of the atma. Which means it is not, even if they understand, they cannot claim it as their own sarupam. And it means it is not possible for them to ascertain. So, second, then Bhagavan states, even if you make up without appropriate efforts, one cannot have the vision of the truth. And even if a person makes appropriate efforts, the person is not prepared mentally, then also vision is not possible. So one has to take care of everything that is needed. That is the teaching of this verse. Okay. Now, Prabhuji, could you please read the 12th verse?
यदादित्यगतं तेजो जगद्भासयते खिलं यच्चन्द्रमसि यच्छाग्नौ यत्तेजो विद्धि मामकम् यदादित्यगतं तेजो जगद्भासयते खिलं यच्छन्द्रमसि यच्छाग्नौ तत्तेजो विद्धि मामकम्.
Okay. See here, in this verse, Bhagavan shifts the topic.
यदादित्य
ప్రత్యగతం తేజః. ఐమ్ బ్రేకింగ్ ది వర్స్. యదాదిత్యగజ అండ్ ద తేజో ఇస్ ఓకే, నాట్ రాంగ్, బట్ ఐమ్ బ్రేకింగ్ ది వర్స్. యదాదిత్యగతం తేజో తేజః జగత్ భాసయతేఖిలం. యదాదిత్యగతం తేజః జగత్ భాసయతేఖిలం. యచ్చంద్రమసి యచ్చాగ్నౌ తత్తేజో విద్ధి మామకం. యదాదిత్యగతం తేజః జగత్ భాసయతేఖిలం. యచ్చంద్రమసి యచ్చాగ్నౌ తత్తేజో విద్ధి మామకం. So here, Bhagavan presents the Ishwara Swarupam as his own Swarupam. You know, Krishna is talking to Arjuna as Ishwara. So he's, even though he's talking to him as an individual, like an individual man, person, but still, what is Ishwara Swarupam? Krishna himself says, Tat Tejaha Mamakam Vidhi. See, Vidhi is an imperative verb. Hey Arjuna, may you understand. Vidhi. See, that with Dhatu and with plus he. What is the verb Veti? It's a verb Veti. Okay, Veti means Janati. Veti is second conjugation verb. Veti knows. Janati knows. Now, imperative, second person single imperative verb is what? Vidhi. May you understand. Arjuna, may you understand. May you know. May you know what? May you know that that tejas to be mine. Mamakam. See, mamakam is another word for mama. Tat tejaha mama iti vidhi. May you understand that tejas, that strength, that power to be mine. The capacity, capability to be mine. Tat mat mama mamakam vidhi means tat tejaha mamakam means tat tejaha mama iti vidhi. Mamakam is mama. Which tejaha? The tejaha obtaining in the sun, obtaining in the moon, obtaining in this fire. Krishna just mentions only three sources of fire. Sorry, three sources of light. Suryaha, Chandraha, and Agnihi. Three sources of light. And in Mrityunjaya Mantra, you understand these three sources of light to be three eyes of Bhagavan. Always Trimbakaha. We understood. So, sun, moon and fire, the three sources of light are always said to be of three eyes of Bhagavan, Virat Purusha. And here, Bhagavan says, Yate adityagatam tejaha, the capability, the capacity, the strength, the power obtaining in the sun, adityaha is suryaha, Adityagatam tejaha yat. Which tejaha? The tejas obtaining in the sun, which alone illumines this world. Jagat bhasayate. Akhilam jagat bhasayate. See, bhasate is shines. Bhasayate, causative verb, which illumines. The suryaha swayam bhasate, jagat bhasayate. Adityaha swayam bhasate. Sun shines and the sun illumines the world. Jagat bhasa, akilam jagat bhasayate. The only sun, the source of effulgence, the one who is of nature of effulgence as a source of light, shines himself and also brings to light, the brings the entire world to light. Illumines, the lights up the world, illumines the world. So yat tejaha jagat bhasayate, that strength, that power, that source, very capacity, capability, obtaining in sun, which makes the sun, okay, because of which sun illumines the whole world. And similarly, yatte jaha. So, yada dityagatam tejo jagat bhasayate khilam. Yad adityagatam tejaha akhilam jagat bhasayate, that strength obtaining in the sun which makes the entire world shine, or which illumines the entire world, which illumines the entire world. Yat chandramasi, yat chandramasi, chandramas, see chandramaha. Chandrama, Chandraha is one word, masculine word. But here Chandramas is another word for moon. Chandramasi yathu, yathu Chandramasi, that capability, the power, the capacity of that which is there in the moon, which also, because of which moon is capable of illumining the world, next to the sun, yat chandramasi, then yat cha agnau, agnau, yat chandramasi, yat cha agnau. So yat tejaha chandramasi asti, yat tejaha agnau asti, yat tejaha, yena tejasa, because of which tejas, sun illumines the world, and the tejas obtaining in the moon, is obtaining in the fire. All that, see, what is that which makes every source of light function as a source of light? Okay? May you understand that to be mine. Okay? The power which makes the sun illumine the world, the power, the source of the light obtaining in the moon, Chandramasi, locative case of Chandramas, Chandramaha, nominative, Chandramas. The power obtaining in the moon, same way the power obtaining in the fire. Here, Arjuna, may you understand that to be mine. Why? Because all sources of light, see, main three sources of light. What big sources of light? We glorify them. But for light, they won't, Jagat will lose its sense of being existent, because Jagat cannot shine. The world of opaque things is very much dependent on any source of light to come to light. If there's no source of light, the world of opaque things will be as far as non-existent. They can never shine. You can only touch. You can know things through other sense organs. But still, without light, the world of opaque objects would have become non-existent. Therefore, that is the every source of light has the glory of being the illuminator. Sun has the status of being the illuminator. So also moon has the status of being the illuminator. Even fire has the status of being the illuminator. The status, the qualification of being the illuminator is enjoyed by all the sources of, so-called sources of light, like sun, moon and fire. Now, what big thing? But Krishna says, sun cannot be sun. Sun cannot have the status of being the illuminator of the world. Moon cannot have the status of being the illuminator of the world. Even Agni cannot have the status of being the illuminator of things. Cannot have the status of being a source of light, but for my own tejas. So yat tejaha, okay, aditya. So yat tejaha aditya gatam. Aditya gatam means aditya sthitam. Aditya gatam, yat tejaha, that tejas which obtains in the sun, that tejas obtaining in the moon, the tejas obtaining in the fire, because of which all the three sources of light have the status of your sources of light, may you understand, Arjuna, that to be mine. Why? Because no source of light, no source of energy, no source of knowledge, no source of anything. The only the source of all knowledge, all power, okay, all power also is your, the source of all powers, the entirety of the powers is the consciousness. The Atma, that's what Bhagavan has to say. Bhagavan Swarupam being the consciousness implied with the term Atma, Bhagavan is the source of all powers. But he says any power manifest in anywhere is Bhagavan's power only, is Bhagavan's glory, Bhagavan's bhuti. It is yada dityagatam tejah jagat bhasayate khilam yachandramasi yachagnau tat tejo vidhi mamakam. Is it clear? I got it. Yeah. I didn't do much. I just give you yat tejaha yat tejaha. Aditya gatam means aditya sthitam. Sthitam. Jagat akhilam jagat bhasayate. Yat cha tejaha chandramasi asti. Yat cha tejaha yat we understand that tejas to be mine. This is the literal meaning of the verse.
Kama vishaya cha bhutani dharaya pyaha mojasa उष्णामिशोषस्ति सर्वा सोमो भूत्वा रसात्मकः.
Again.
गामा विषया च भूतानि धारयाप्यह मोजसा उष्णामिशोषस्ति सर्वा सोमो भूत्वा रसात्मकः.
Gama vishaya cha bhutani dharayapyaha mojasa ushnamishaushati sarva somo bhutva rasatmakah
dharayamyahamojasa gama vishya cha bhutani dharayamyahamojasa ushnami chaushadhi sarvaha somo bhutva rasatmakah gama vishya cha bhutani dharayamyahamojasa gama vishya cha bhutani dharayamyahamojasa ushnami chaushadhi sarvaha ushnami chaushadhi sarvaha somo bhutva rasatmakah gama vishya cha bhutani dharayamyahamojasa gama vishya cha bhutani dharayamyahamojasa ushnami chaushadhi sarvaha somo bhutva rasatmakah.
He says, Bhagavan says, now he continues, in the previous verse she said he is the source of, the sun is a source of energy, we know. But who enables the sun to be the source of energy is Bhagavan. There's nothing greater beyond Bhagavan's Swarupam, which is the Swarup of every individual being also. The only source of all powers, all strength is Bhagavan. The only, so Bhagavan's power, Bhagavan's Swarupam is the source of all powers. So Bhagavan said, what is that? It is Bhagavan's power which enables the sun to be the source of all energy. So he says, Gam Avishya. Ga, see, one more word. Go means cow. Go also means earth. Gam Avishya, having penetrated into the earth. Having penetrated into the earth, what has penetrated into the earth? It is Bhagavan's Shakti, Bhagavan's power, Bhagavan's status, which alone enables the sun to be a source of energy. Sun cannot be a source of energy without Bhagavan's grace. So Bhagavan says, Gam Avishya. Having penetrated into the very earth, Gam Avishya, Gama Vishya cha Bhutani, Dharayamyaham Ojasa, Aham Ojasa Dharayami, Aham Bhutani Ojasa Dharayami, Aham Bhutani Ojasa Dharayami. Aham Bhutani Ojasa Dharayami. Aham Dharayami. So I hold, I sustain all the beings. Aham Bhutani Dharayami. I sustain all the beings. How? With Ojas. Ojasa Bhutani Aham Dharayami. So I sustain all the beings by my own power, by my own Ojas, by my own how? Gam Avishya. Penetrating into, by entering into the very earth, I sustain all the beings by my own Ojas. Aham Bhutani Dharayami. I sustain all the beings. How? Gam Avishya. Having entered into the earth. How do I enter? Bhagavan did not really work hard, isn't it? Because nothing is outside of Bhagavan here. Therefore, he says, Ushnamicha Oshadihi. Oshadihi cha cha and Oshadihi Pushnami. See, Oshadihi Ikaranta Shabda, isn't it? Oshadihi, Oshadi, Oshadayaha, Oshadim, Oshadi, Oshadihi. The objective plural must make you, help you understand that it's a stilinga Shabda. Isn't it? Pushnami cha Oshadihi. And not only do I enter into the earth and sustain all the beings with Ojas, but here he says, Oshadihi cha Pushnami cha and. Pushnami means what? I contribute for the nutrients in all the plants. Oshadihi aham pushnami. So I make all the plants, the entire vegetation kingdom with the nutrients. Aham pushnami. Pushnami, aham poshyami. I nourish all the plants. I nourish all the plants. I give the plants all the nutrients. Aham poshadihi pushnamicha. Thereby, I make the plants, I nourish the plants, thereby the plants nourish all the living beings. Therefore, it is me, I alone enter into the earth. Bhagavan does not want to physically enter. What does it mean? Already remaining as this substratum, the source of everything, I alone nourish the plants also. Thereby, by nourishing the plants, making the plants have nutrients, thereby I also sustain all the beings. Bhugam avishya aham bhutani dharayami aham sarv oshadihi cha pushnami. Oshadihi cha pushnami. Gama vishya cha bhutani dharayamyaham ojasa pushnami chaushadhi sarva pushnami chaushadhi sarva. Soma bhutva rasatmakaha. Okay. Somaha bhutva. Rasatmakaha somaha bhutva. Rasatmakaha somaha bhutva. So I myself becoming the very essence. I myself becoming the very essence. Rasatmakaha bhutva. I myself becoming the very essence of everything. Somaha bhutva. Somaha bhutva rasatmakaha. I myself becoming the soma, the very essence of everything. I nourish all the plants, the entire kingdom of vegetation. Thereby, I sustain all the beings with the ojas. It's a literal meaning of this. So, earlier he said, Yad adityagatam tejaha jagat akilam jagat bhasayate yat chandramasi yat cha agnau tat mamakam tejaha vidhi. He said earlier. Now he says, gam avishya aham bhutani dharayami. How do I sustain all the beings having entered into the earth, remaining as the very source of existence of everything in all the plants? I sustain all the plants means somaha bhutva, rasatmakaha somaha bhutva. I myself becoming soma, the very essence of everything. Oshadihi pushnami. I nourish all the plants. So, we think when we eat plants, even vegetables, when we eat our food, the food, that is why in Taittiriya Upanishad it said, Annam Brahma. Everything eaten is also Brahma. The food is also Brahma. So here, we think we are eating plants and vegetables, but really speaking, how do you get plants and vegetables? It is who nourishes all the plants. It is Bhagavan who nourishes all the plants. Remaining as the very strength, very truth of the earth, remaining as the very truth, source of all nutrients, lending nutrients, nourishment to the plants, it is Bhagavan who alone nourishes all the beings with the ojas, with all nutrients, with all prowess, with all power, with all strength. Is the literal meaning of verse.
Gama Vishya Cha Bhutani Dharayamyagamojasa Pushnami Chaushadhi Sarvaha Somo Bhutvarasatmakaha.
I'll explain all these verses again. I'm doing the literal meanings today. Okay, what's the next verse?
Can I try? Swamini, can I try?
Yeah, please read.
Okay. Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashritaha Pranapana Samayuktaha Pachamyannam Chaturvidam.
Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashritaha Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutva Praninam Dehamashritaha Pranapana Samayuktaha Pachamyannam Chaturvidham. Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutva Praninam Dehamashritaha.
I'm going to explain all three verses together. That's why I'm reading it now again.
Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutva Praninam.
I'm not explaining now. I'm going to give the true meanings of all the verses together. Then I'll explain again later on.
Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutva Praninam Dehamashritaha Pranapana Samayuktaha Pachamyannam Chaturvidham.
Now you understand why the entire 15th chapter is recited before eating. No, people, some people always we recite the Brahma Arpanam Brahma Havihi before eating. But sometimes we recite the entire 15th chapter before eating Bhagavad Gita also. Before eating, we recite the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it? Because here we see when you eat food, the food is Bhagavan. The Bhagavan is in the form of the very food. Bhagavan is in the form of the food. Bhagavan is the one who nourishes all the plants. Bhagavan alone ends the existence of the plants. Bhagavan is the source of all nutrients, all nourishment. The way Bhagavan alone nourishes the plants, Bhagavan is there as the nourishment giving earth to the plants. That way, Bhagavan alone sustains all the beings. And earlier, now he says, not only Bhagavan gives nourishment to people, who is the one who enables? It is Bhagavan who alone obtains in all the bodies, every physical body. Deham Ashritaha. Deham Ashritaha. Obtaining in the very physical system. Okay. Bhagavan is available. Bhagavan is all pervasive. It's all pervasive Bhagavan. Obtaining in every physical system. So, Aham Vaishwanaraha Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashritaha. So, I'm obtaining in all the bodies of all the beings. Praninam Deham Ashritaha. Obtaining in the body, every body of all the living beings in what form? Vaishvanaraha bhutva. Vaishvanaraha, please don't get confused. Vaishvanaraha is another synonym of the word Virat we have seen. But here Vaishvanaraha is Jataragnihi. Digestive fire is also known as Vaishvanara. Jatare vidyamanaha agnihi jataragnihi. The fire obtaining in the stomach, the digestive fire obtaining in the stomach is called what? Jataragnihi. Jataragnihi is known as Vaishvanaraha. Vaishvanaraha bhutva, becoming, having become the very Vaishvanara, always called Jataragnihi, the digestive fire, resorting to the body of all the beings, obtaining in the bodies of all the beings, all the living beings. Vaishvanaraha bhutva praninam deham ashritaha. Now you can wonder, not only Bhagavan is there as the source of nutrients, who alone lends, who alone nourishes the plants, thereby he nourishes the living beings. Even it is Bhagavan who alone enables the living beings digest the food. Who enables the digest the food? Who is the one who receives the food? Who is the one who makes the food digest? Vaishvanaraha Jataragnihi, the digestive fire. Any digestive enzyme is Bhagavan. So Vaishvanaraha Bhutva, Jataragnihi Bhutva, having become the very digestive fire known as Vaishvanara. Praninam deham ashitaha, obtaining in the body of all the living beings. Praninam deham ashitaha. Prana apana samayuktam. Aham vaishvanaro bhutva. Praninam deham ashitaha. Aham Vaishvanaraha Bhutva Paninam Deham Ashitaha Prana Pana Samayuktaha Prana Apana Samayuktaha Prana Apana Samayuktaha. The other pranas, Prana and Apana, Prana Apana, Prana Pana Samayuktaha. So the samana prana, ke samam nayati iti samanaha. So one who equally distributes food to the entire system is samana prana. So prana pana samayuktaha pachami aham chaturvidam. Pachamyannam chaturvidham. I come back to you that. Pachamyannam chaturvidham. Pachami annam chaturvidham. Pachami annam chaturvidham. Aham chaturvidham annam pachami. See, chaturvidham annam pachami means I cook the food. Four types of food. I cook means what? See, once you cook the food outside, okay? Plants also cook. Plants cook. They convert the solar energy is converted into plant energy. Okay? You don't exactly get solar energy. The solar energy comes to you in the form of plant energy. Then the plants. The plants also get cooked in the sunlight. And then the plants you cook again we cook on the fire. And all the cooked food is again cooked further in your stomach. Okay? You mean what? And who cooks it? Bhagavan, aham pachami. Cooking means what? Again, further, the food becomes digested. The food getting digested and getting converted into the energy is called what? Pachanam. The food being digested and getting converted into energy alone is said to be getting cooked again. And who cooks? Bhagavan obtaining in the form of digestive fire, Vaishwanaraha, resorting to the bodies of all the beings. Bhagavan cooks what? Chaturvidam annam pachami. What is Chaturvidam annam? Let me tell you. Khadyam. Khadyam or bhakshyam. Lehyam. Choshyam. Peyam. Lehyam, choshyam, peyam. Khadyam or bhakshyam. Khadyam or bhakshyam. You bite and eat something is khadyam. And choshyam. Then lehyam. Then peyam. Choshyam means you gulp it. Then lehyam you lick and eat. And peyam you drink it. So four types of food we have. Khadyam, bhakshyam, choshyam, lehyam and peyam. So fruit juice you drink. And the lehyam, panchamritam given to you, in your hand, what do? You don't drink panchamritam. You lick it. Just take it like this. So lehyam. That's why any medication which has been licked and taken, certain medicines are given to you. Suppose if they put in a betel nut leaf, they mix some pepper powder in the honey and give you. Ask, what do? You lick it. You lick the honey, isn't it? You mix the pepper powder in the honey and lick it. What do? You can't drink it. It is lehyam. Lehyam and choshyam. Suppose you eat rasam rice. It is choshyam, okay? You just gulp it. And khadyam and bhakshyam. You bite and eat. I'm going to get a little meaning again. So four types of food. So Bhagavan says, Chaturvidam annam aham pachami. So I cook four types of food. Where? You already cook it. What you cooked on the fire, that gets further cooked in your stomach. And for the food to get cooked in your own stomach, you need Bhagavan's grace. Then you have to, otherwise Bhagavan's grace is not there. You have to go and ask for help. Okay, you have to approach gastroenterologist and ask for help. Okay, I have some problem, intestines, I'm not able to digest. I have some problems. You will get Bhagavan's anger. So, Chaturvidam annam pachami, I cook further. What you cook on the fire, again I cook. Your own stomach, how remaining prana apana samayuktaha, endowed with prana and apana, endowed with prana and apana, I cook, how remaining in the form of very Vaishwanaraha. So who the digestive fire? It is myself. I alone am there in your Vaishwanara. Vaishwanaraha bhutva. Chaturvidam annam. Praninam deham ashitaha. Vaishwanaraha bhutva. Praninam deham ashitaha. Chaturvidam annam. Aham pachami. This is the prose order. Aham Vaishvanaro Bhotva Praninam Dehamashritaha Pranapana Samayuktaha Pachamyannam Chaturvidham. Okay. I am telling you, so not only Bhagavan is the very source of all energies, Bhagavan is the source of all sources of light, sources of energy, and Bhagavan is the source of all nutrients, and Bhagavan is the source of even energy that you have in your body, because Bhagavan alone, remaining as Vaishvanara, enables you enjoy the energy. Bhagavan is source of all energy. Bhagavan is source, the one who enables you digest the food. All four types of food you think you cook? No. Whatever you put in your mouth, that again gets further cooked. The food serves the very purpose only because of Bhagavan's grace. I'm telling you, please make note, I'm only giving the literal meaning. I have not given you the explanation. I will explain. Now, why I'm telling next, see one more verse, and then we understand. Aham Vaishvanaro Bhotva Praninam Dehamashritaha Pranapana Samayuktaha Pachamyannam Chaturvidham. Next verse. Mangama Padinga.
Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir janam apohanam cha vedaischa sarvairahameva vetyo vedandakrit veda videva chaham. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarvairahameva vetyo vedandakrit veda videva chaham.
Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtah. Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtah matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtah matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Vedaischa sarvairahameva vedyah Vedanta krit veda videva chaham. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtah Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtah matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Vedaischa sarvairahameva vedyah Vedanta krit veda videva chaham. Vedanta krit veda videva chaham. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtah Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtah. Bhagavan, sarvasya cha aham hridi sannivishtaha. Now, I would stop here because all literal meanings of many words we have seen together. I'm going to explain each verse from the 12th verse next class. Here, not only I am there as the source of this energy of the sun, source of all sources of light. I am the source of all the nutrients of all the plants. I am the way I sustain all the beings. I am there very much as very Vaishwanara. They will enable the beings digest the food. So it is I who cook all four types of food eaten. Now Bhagavan, can you say cha and again in his narration of things, Bhagavan says, and not only this much, please know more about me. And aham sarvasya hridi sannivishtaha sarvasya cha sarvasya chaham sarvasya cha aham chaham cha and moreover aham sannivishtaha. Nivishtaha means I've entered. Sannivishtaha means permeating, pervading. I have entered into every being as well. Sarvasya cha aham sannivishtaha. I have entered, I am very much there. Entering into what? Hridi, sarvasya hridi. In the heart, in everyone's heart. Sarvasya means in everyone's heart. In the heart of everyone. Sarvasya hridi, hridi in the heart of everyone. Sannivishta aham sarvasya hridi sannivishtaha cha or cha and moreover I have entered into the heart of everyone. I have entered into the heart of everyone. Sarvasya cha hridi aham sannivishtaha. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtaha. Hridi means what? Thereby what? I am there, I am obtained in every mind. I have entered into the heart of everyone. Thereby I remain as the very truth of the entire antahkaranam obtaining in the heart. Matta smritir jnanam apohanancha. Mattaha, it is from me alone. Mattaha, mattaha, from me alone. Smritihi jnanam apohanancha. Smritihi jnanam apohanancha. Mattaha eva. So everything comes into existence from where? Where does memory come from? Where does knowledge come from? Where does apohanam come from? Apohanam. Jnanam smritihi. Where does smriti come from? Smriti comes from me. That memory doesn't exist outside of me. It is me who alone lend existence to the very smriti. Where does jnanam exist? Where are the cognitions? Okay? Where do the cognitions come from? Jnanam, apohanam, smritihi mattaha. Everything comes into existence from me. Everything exists in me. It's all from me. Without me entering into the heart, obtaining there as the very truth of the mind, there will not be jnanam, there will not be smritihi, there will not be apohanam. Matta smritir jnanam apohanancha. Hey Arjuna, matta. From me alone, smriti. Mattaha, from me alone, jnanam. From me alone, apohanam. So I know, I remember, I have to tell you everything. So literally I am giving you just to get help you understand that, how Bhagavan presents the whole teaching here. Next class, I am going to explain every verse again. Explanation will come in next class. Matta smritir jnanam apohanancha. Therefore, what? Finally, Vedaischa sarvairahameva vedyaha. Sarvaihi vedaihi cha ahameva vedyaha. Who is the one who has to be discovered, known ultimately? finally by studying all the Vedas. So with the help of all the Vedas, using the making use of the Vedas as the pramanam, as the means of knowledge, by studying them, what is that one thing which has to be ultimately discovered? Who is the one who has to be known finally? Arjuna, ahameva. It is I, myself am. Okay, has to be discovered, ultimately known. Vedaischa sarvairahameva vedyah. Sarvaihi vedaihi cha ahameva vedyah. Vedanta krit. Aham vedanta krit. Okay. It is I. Who is the one? I am the one who has to be discovered. I am the one who has to be discovered ultimately, finally, with the help of all the Vedas, using them as pramanam. Sarvaihi vedaihi ahameva vedyah. I am the one who has to be known, discovered. Sarvaihi vedaihi ahameva vedyah. Okay. Who is the author of the Upanishads, which serve as the means of knowledge of the truth? Who is the author of the Vedanta Upanishads? I am the Vedanta Krit. I am the maker of the Vedanta. I myself am the author of the bestower of this Vedic wisdom. I am the author of the Vedanta. Vedanta Krit, okay. And who is the one who becomes the knower of Vedas? Who is the one by studying the Vedas, understanding the Vedas? And who is the one who becomes the knower of the Veda? I am the author of the Veda. Finally, the one who studies, understands the knower of the Veda. Who is the knower of the Veda? I am the knower of the Veda. I alone become the knower of the Veda after studying the Vedas. And I alone am the author of the Vedas. I am the maker of the Vedanta. I am the one who has to be discovered ultimately, finally, by studying the Vedas. Sarvaihi vedaihi ahameva vedyaha. The Veda potential passive participle. Ahameva Vedya means I am the one who has to be known, discovered by all people with the help of Vedas. Sarvaihi Vedaihi Ahameva Vedya. Vedanta Krit Ahameva. Ahameva Vedanta. Ahameva Vedavit. I am the knower of the Veda. See, I'm going to stop the class. Today, I only given you the literal. I just broke the verse, given the literal meaning of the verses. I have explained the verses. I'm going to redo these verses, explaining them, each and every verse. Again, I'll explain to them. Next class. The connection is not right today. So I'll see you in the next class. Okay. And tomorrow, day after tomorrow onwards, we'll be doing every day these Paranams, and our class also will be happening. So I'll catch up with you. So I'll explain everything next class. This Gita class I'll explain these verses, what I give the literal meaning of the verses today. I'll explain to you next class, Sunday. Okay? I'm at ending the class a little earlier because I don't want it to be broken again. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.